Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut with ID Dudes, and in this show, we're going to discuss monitoring performance and reliability. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So we have the performance monitor. The performance monitor, now, it's pretty much the same. If you've been using it with Windows 2000, 2003, then you'll really realize that there's not much difference. The only difference we have is a little checkbox. Well, say we have about 20 different counters, and we have one, it's over here, it's peaking, or it's plateauing at 80%. That means we have a bottleneck. Well, we want to find out which one it is, we can keep unchecking the checkbox until we get to that counter. Then we can see which one it is. And then we can proactively go through and make the changes to our system to make sure that we don't have a slowdown, another bottleneck. So on a general tab, this is a sample. Every sample is used to adjust the frequency of graph updates. You can adjust the duration to 3,600 displays, 1 hour on 1 hour data in the graph, and a duration of 86,400 displays in 1 day. And the way that we get into those settings is by doing a right click on a performance monitor and going into the properties. So we have the source tab that displays the current activity in real time. Logs that have been saved using the data collector set. And you can use this tab to control the time range. The data tab, counters, list selects the current you want to configure. You can adjust the color, the width, the style, increase or decrease the scale, value to change the height of the graph. And you can adjust the scale for all the counters by clicking the graph tab by managing the maximum and minimum. We have the graph tab, and this is to change the graph type, such as to a line or histogram bar or report. The appearance allows us to be able to change the color of the background of the other elements. Multiple performance counters or consoles, we may have multiple open at the same time. This way we can make a determination on which one that we want to look at. Now the reliability monitor, this is a new tool within our Windows Server 2008. And one of the things that we had in the past is we didn't have the ability of tracking installs and information and failures that we would have. And so what we can do is this now gives us an overall view of what's going on with our server from the install. So we have system reliability report, stability report. We have a different reports that we can select. And then we can also select the date range that we want. So say we had a failure, we want to find out what's going on. It gives us detailed information in the bottom of the report. Now, one of the things that we have with Performance Monitor, and we've had it from the beginning, is we have the logs. And logs allows us to be able to capture information over a certain amount of time. So with the data collector sets, this is a replacement for the logs. It gives us a better overview of what's going on. And also it gives us a set of variables or set of counters and traces and so forth that Microsoft has deemed as being very important for the different parts of the services. Now we should pay attention to this because Microsoft dogfoods their own product. So what that means is they use it before they even let it release. So that way they know which counters are important for finding bottlenecks and slowdowns within our system, and also system vulnerabilities. So we gather system information, you can configuration settings, also performance data, and store it in a data file. And this summarizes the information. Then what we can do is take that file, we can put it into the perfmon, and perfmon will show us the overall data for those counters that have been decided as being important. Active Directory Diagnostics, this is only on domain controllers. Data collector set, log kernels, traces it's going to have, Active Directory trace data, performance counters that are important, such as NTDS, instances and so forth. Active Directory configuration. LAN diagnostics is another one. Network performance counters is going to have. Network configuration data. It's also going to have important diagnostic tracing. Use to troubleshoot complex network problems. Network timeouts, also poor network performance. VPN connectivity problems. System performance. In the system performance, we have the log processor. The disk, it's going to be looking at the physical disk, not the logical disk. The physical disk is our actual overall hardware. Then the memory, our network, and kernel tracing. And also used to troubleshoot slow or intermittent computer problems. So these are the different settings that Microsoft said, hey, these are the ones that we need to do to find out about our system performance. The system diagnostics, same as the system data collector, plus detailed system information. It's used to troubleshoot hardware problems, driver failures, stop errors, BSOD, blue screens of death. Presents a summary of error conditions found in the event viewer and the device manager. So it brings everything into one place. Wireless diagnostics, only on computers with wireless capability. So it'd be laptops with Windows 7 or Windows Vista. Also Windows 2008 can be run on a laptop. Same as LAN diagnostics, plus information used to troubleshoot wireless based connections and use to troubleshoot network problems associated with wireless. How to create a data collector set? Well, first, what we're going to do is we're going to go into the actual wizard and ask, how would you like to create this new data collector set? What is the name? I'm going to put in test. Create from a template, which is recommended. So it gives you all the different templates that we can select from. We can also create it manually. So we're going to create it from a template. And from the template, what we have is a basic, we have a system diagnostics and system performance. And we can also browse to a bunch of other ones that we can get from Microsoft. They're creating more and more so that we can put them in the data collector set. So in this instance, we're going to select the system performance. Then where would you like the data to be saved? So what we're doing is we're identifying which directory we want the information to go into, which is going to be system root, perf logs, admin, and then test, system drive. And then create the data collector set. We're running who is going to have permission to run this. And we can run as default, which is going to run as the administrator for all in purposes. We can open properties for the data collector set. We can start the data collector set now, and we can save and close. That's when we're finishing. So we're going to go ahead and save and close. To start it up, what we do is just do a right click on the test and everything will be ready to go. And this is a user custom data collector set. Now, the different types of data collector sets, we have performance counter data collector. We have the event trace data collector, configure data collector, and performance counter alert. Performance counter data collector logs data from any performance counter that is available. Add as many counters as you like to a data collector. Assign a sample interval, that means the capture time. 15 seconds is by default. We have the event trace data collector. This stores events from an event trace provider that matches a particular filter. Windows provides hundreds of event trace providers. And you add every event trace provider that might relate to the problem you're troubleshooting. So it's a network problem, or maybe it's a processor problem, a hard drive problem, which will be your physical disk. It could be a memory problem or any other type of problem that we could have, like a network issue of latency or whatever. Configuration data collector stores a copy of specific registry keys. WMI management pass, which is a Windows management instrumentation pass. Files and also system state. Troubleshooting application problems adds the registry keys using a configuration data collector. Performance counter alert generates an alert when a performance counter hits above or below a threshold. Logs an entry in the application event log or run a task triggered by the alert. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.